Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Summer's here and it's the right time to cool off by seeing movies outdoors. Open Roof Film Festival, which is on all summer on Sterling Avenue in the Junction, pairs new Canadian and international films with live music by local bands. Check that one out. Well, keeping with the theme this week, I'm talking about three great summer movies. There's a misanthropic girl in Quebec looking for a summer job, a man in San Francisco looking for a home, and some college students in Sweden looking for some fun in the summer solstice. The Last Black Man in San Francisco, directed by Joe Talbot and written by Joe Talbot and Jimmy Fails. Jimmy Fails is a homeless skater from San Francisco who travels by board from place to place. Brought up in a group home when his parents split, he once lived in a car and now crashes outside the city at his friend Monty's place, played by Jonathan Majors. But he's constantly drawn back to the Fillmore district of San Francisco, once known as the Harlem of the West, and a particular house there. It's a stunning piece of Victorian-style architecture, complete with a witch's hat tower. He's helping preserve it, unasked, in a gentrifying city. But he has a hidden motive. His grandfather built that home by hand, and he wants it back. So when the current owners move out in an inheritance dispute, Jimmy moves right in, bringing all the original furniture, carpets, and photos with him. It's an enchanted place with intricate woodwork, hidden doors, and a working pipe organ built right in. And Monty, who draws everything and he sees in a sketchbook, writes a play to commemorate the house and its history. But how much of this is true and how much family legend? Will Jimmy actually get to live there permanently? Or has San Francisco become a city just for the rich? The Last Black Man in San Francisco is an unusual, warm, and wonderful story, part fact and part fiction. It's based on Jimmy Fails' own story. He plays himself. Another character, Coffee, Jimmy's frenemy from a group home, is played by the real Jamal Truelove. Truelove, a San Francisco man falsely convicted of murder under Kamala Harris. It's also an homage to an older San Francisco. It paints a disappearing city of soapbox preachers, panhandlers, buskers, and organizers, while at the same time subtly dealing with issues of poverty, housing, violence, rent eviction, and environmental ruin. It's narrated by a Greek chorus of black commentators. Monty's drawings and Jimmy's family lore, as well as local legend. This is a great movie. Not to be missed. The Fireflies Are Gone, or La Disparition des Lucioles, written and directed by Sébastien Pilote. Léonie, played by Karel Tremblay, is a misanthropic teenager just finishing high school. She lives in a small city, a gorgeous inland port, in northeast Quebec, near Saguenay. It's a beautiful town, but she hates it. She hates the small town attitude. She hates her hick friends and their pickup trucks, and she despises her stepfather. She blames Paul, played by François Papineau, a right-wing talk radio shock jock, for her parents' divorce. Her papa, played by Luc Picard, is a union organizer who's forced to leave town for work up north when the lumber mill closed, and now he only visits every so often. Leo can't wait to get out of the place, but in the meantime, she gets a summer job tending to the local ballpark. It's perfect. No human contact. She just has to turn the lights on and maintain the field. But when she meets a new face at the local diner, she thinks things might be changing for the better. Steve, played by Pierre-Luc Briand, is a loner like her, a middle-aged musician, formerly in a band, who's now supports himself by giving guitar lessons in his mom's basement. She signs up for lessons, they hit it off, and soon become friends. But how long can it last? The Fireflies Are Gone is a bittersweet coming-of-age drama about life in a picturesque but declining Quebec town. The title refers to the loss of innocence of an earlier era, but it's also about Leo's own ideals being called into question when she discovers a hidden family secret. Tremblay is amazing as the angry young Leo, and she holds the film together, but Briand is also brilliantly understated as Steve. While not perfect, Fireflies is a very good, realistic drama. Midsommar, written and directed by Ari Aster. Dani, played by Florence Pugh, is a young woman in a long-term relationship with her non-committal boyfriend. Christian, played by Jack Rayner, likes Dani, but he doesn't want all the responsibilities. He'd rather just drink beer and smoke cannabis with his buds from college. Josh, played by William Jackson Harper, an anthropology keener. Mark, played by Will Poulter, a self-centered twit. And Pele, as in Pele the Conqueror, played by Wilhelm Blomgren, who's from Sweden. They're planning a summer solstice bro trip to Pele's home village, where they're told there are lots of beautiful blonde women, hallucinogenics, and free sex. But when Dani suffers an unspeakably horrible loss, they decide to let her come too. At first glance, the isolated village seems like a happy commune full of flower children, a holdover from the 60s. They sleep and eat communally, select sex partners, and wear hand-woven traditional outfits. And they arrive just as a sacred ceremony during the summer solstice. They sing ancient songs, write scriptures predicted by a handicapped oracle, and they still write using ancient runes. But in fact, the beliefs of this village predate the hippies by millennia, dating back to pre-Christian days. Well, the friends arrive to a warm welcome, but soon reveal themselves as the prototypical ugly American tourists, photographing sacred texts, urinating on an ancestral tree, and just generally behaving horribly. But the Swedes, it turns out, aren't so nice themselves. And when people start disappearing one by one, they begin to suspect foul play. Will Dani and Christian's struggling relationship survive? And can the Americans get out of this crazy place alive? Okay, Midsommar is a fantastically strange horror comedy drama. Director Ari Aster's second film after The Grey, Hereditary, but totally different from that movie. In fact, I'd say it defies all usual classification. Sure, it's a horror movie for sure, but it's shot in bright sunlight full of happy songs and dances. It also totally reverses the moralistic streak you find in most American horror movies. The victims aren't punished for things like drug use or premarital sex. They're encouraged with those things. Rather, it's about naive people facing a much older and much darker world than they ever imagined. It's scary, it's hilarious, it's grotesque, and it's overflowing with intricate anthropological hints and winks. Well, definitely not for everyone. I love Midsommar. It's a weirdly perfect movie. Midsommar's now playing in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Fireflies Have Gone and The Last Black Man in San Francisco both open today at the Tip Bell Lightbox and soon in a theater near you. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.